Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I didn't say it yet, but my name is Father Luke Ferris, and I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay. Happy to celebrate this Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to receive Holy Communion or be at Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. The entrance antiphon. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to God, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We hear today these beautiful words from our Lord. You must be reborn from on high. This is part of the invitation that we have to receive this gift, especially of the Holy Spirit, but of our Lord's presence during Easter, that he has overcome death, and so he is with us forever. We, of course, can get caught up and get discouraged or critical of others. We want to breathe in this new life of the Spirit and rejoice in the resurrection. So we begin by acknowledging that we are sinners in need of our Savior, and so prepare to receive these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you bring the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us in sacrament and in word. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one mind and heart, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded to them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, who also named by the apostles Barnabas, which translated is son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A responsorial psalm. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is King.
The Lord is King, in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength.
The Lord is King,
he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old, from everlasting you are, O Lord.
The Lord is King,
he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for lengths of days.
The Lord is King,
he is robed in majesty. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes or from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You must be born from above. These words speak to us in a way that lifts us up, because our God wants us to be lifted up. Just as he is lifted up on the cross, he is then lifted up to the resurrection. And it is that way that he, as he says, draws all things to himself. We then want to ask for the Spirit to come to us, to be able to receive God's word, and then especially to prepare our hearts to receive him in the Eucharist. This is not always easy. We can get distracted by many mundane things or be upset by things that don't go our way. Our Lord, I'd like to imagine in this passage, is looking upon Nicodemus with love. His name in Hebrew literally means breakthrough. That God is somehow breaking through even in this moment in our lives. And he looks upon Nicodemus with love, because here's a man who wants to understand. He has faith and is seeking understanding, which is that always that posture that we want to have. And our Lord tells him of the Spirit, and how beautifully he says, "The wind blows where it will." This is that place of silence where we find ourselves, especially before our Lord and before the Eucharist. We can almost feel a gentle breeze that comes with us when we are before our Lord in his word and in sacrament. We want to receive that Spirit that brings us new life. Those winds of spring that at time are maybe a little too strong and yet are so beautifully bringing of warmer weather. We then want to look upon the world with that kind of love, and especially as our Lord would look upon every human person with love. I was taught recently by a woman who teaches homiletics that it takes about 2 seconds to look at one person for them to receive your gaze and to know that you're looking upon them, especially with some, hopefully, good intent. I've been practicing this a little bit, and I went in to Chipotle the other day, and as you know, that you're in line there, right, and you're helped out by someone, and then you're passed on typically to someone at the cash register, right? So there's a young man who helped me, and you could see he was cheerful and good in his service. And so then as I was passed on to the cashier, I lost eye contact with him. He seemed to just turn that over and his job was done. So I made my payment, but I wanted to thank him. So I just stood there for a second or two. And the young man looked up and said, "What?" And I said, "I just wanted to say thank you." You see, people can tell when they're looked upon with love. And this is what our Lord Jesus does. He looks upon the world and each of us with this kind of love. And he inspires us to look upon others in the same way. We, like Nicodemus, receive his gaze today and receive his spirit that blows into our heart. He wants to bring new life to our world and to other people's lives as well. We want to simply sit in that stillness, feel the gentle breeze of the Holy Spirit, and receive that Spirit, that we may receive the gaze of our Lord and look upon others with that love as well. We stand together now. And we make these prayers, asking for the Holy Spirit to hear our prayers, that same Spirit that prays within us, as Paul says. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for blessings on his leadership of the Church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they may protect all people's rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, and for those couples preparing for marriage, that they will embrace their vocation with both joy and selflessness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Regina Szeszkowitz, for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
I also ask you to pray for two personal intentions, as well as in silence for your own intentions. I'm praying for a young baby named baby Jacob, who has inoperable brain tumors. And I'm praying also for a priest friend of mine who's going back to see his brother back home in India, where his brother has had a stroke. So we pray for Sridhar, his brother who is being attended to now. We make our own prayers now in silence as well. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son, your resurrected Son, comes to bring new life to the world. We ask that we may receive more of this life in the Spirit that you have for each of us. We ask that you may answer our prayers in your Spirit. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, For through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We use the Eucharistic prayer for various occasions, entitled Jesus, the Way to the Father. You are indeed are holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when you are gathered by his love. And when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask you to send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. By our partaking of this mystery, Almighty Father, give us life through your Spirit. Grant that we may be conformed to the image of your Son, and confirm us in the bond of communion, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, with all other bishops, with priests and deacons, and with your entire people. Grant that all the faithful of the church, looking into the signs of the times by the light of faith, may constantly devote themselves to to the service of the gospel. Keep us attentive to the needs of all, that sharing their grief and their pain, their joy and their hope, we may fully bring them to the good news of salvation and go forward with them along the way of your kingdom. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith alone you have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and martyrs, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. In the communion antiphon, the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead and enter into his glory. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure us eternal gladness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. And also be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. In past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in this state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.